Bloodstream is a Belief original.
A 360 degree look
at the bleeding disorders community.
The developments, the history,
the news,
and the people who shaped our world.
Bloodstream is brought to you by
the National Hemophilia Foundation
and created by Believe Limited.
Happy listening.
Hello, this is Patrick, and no, it's not time for our February episode just quite yet. That's coming up next Monday on February 20th. But it's time to make a few very special announcements about all things Bloodstream. Believe Limited, the digital content company I co-founded, has launched two brand new podcasts for the bleeding disorders community in just the last couple of weeks, and I want to tell you about them. Our Ask the Expert podcast series features hematologists and other healthcare experts answering listener-submitted questions about hemophilia, von Willebrand disease, and all things inherited bleeding disorders. Our first episode, which went live on January 30th, features Dr. Arash Mahajaran. He's a pediatric hematologist from the Children's Hospital of Orange County and an assistant clinical professor at the University of California, Irvine. And he answers a wide array of questions sent in by community members from all throughout the United States and the world. Here's a clip.
So to the questions that the mom is specifically asking for her son, so as we discussed, assuming that the son has had plenty of exposures to traditional half-life products, then our expectation is there really wouldn't be a significant risk of inhibitor. So that should be safe and reasonable to use, and of course would be, if that's the product that the family thought would be most appropriate, then by all means.
It doesn't state here in the question, but how much does family history of hemophilia and specifically of inhibitor development influence that conversation with families who are in a similar spot to the person asking this question here?
To hear the answer to that question, and all the others, go to bloodstreammedia.com where you'll find links to subscribe to Ask the Expert on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. You'll also find the option to stream the episode if that is your preference. Our next episode of Ask the Expert will go live on Monday, February 27th. And if you would like to submit a question for a future Ask the Expert episode, you can email them to us at mailbag@bloodstreammedia.com with the subject line Ask the Expert. Also, quick disclaimer, the content contained within the Ask the Expert podcast is intended for informational purposes only. Please consult your healthcare provider before making any treatment decisions. And just last week, we launched the Powering Through podcast, which features panel conversations on obstacles, challenges, and what it takes to overcome for the benefit of the bleeding disorders community. These panels are produced during live events held all around the country, including NHF's annual meeting, HFA symposium, and regional patient organization and chapter meetings. We've had some incredible guests so far, including singer-songwriter with hemophilia Trevor Martin, television and theater actor Sam Underwood, Lyme disease and chronic illness advocate and author Ali Cashel, New York City Hemophilia Chapter President Wendy Chow, cross-country cyclist living with hemophilia and HIV Barry Hardy, and many, many others. Here's a quick clip from episode 1 of the Powering Through podcast, and it features community members Maddie Van, Patrick Droney, and Rebecca Berenson, and writer and columnist from Time Magazine, Joel Stein. Take a listen.
It's a little difficult, it's kind of scary putting yourself out there, but I think all of us have to do that at some point in their life.
If you're open about it and you said, like, worried about your son's safety, like, who are the anti-blood disorder people? I didn't know. Why would you not be open, and why would someone come after your son?
Just being on the internet, because I'm starting another podcast for my personal blog where it's a little more opinionated. I've heard of some people in the community getting bashed or, I would say, abused, I guess, on like the Facebook, and they'll find out where they live and just be horrible to them. So
about what?
They don't like what they're talking about. So
the Powering Through podcast is sponsored by National Cornerstone Healthcare Services, or NCHS, a healthcare organization which includes an accredited specialty pharmacy that serves people with hemophilia and other blood disorders. You can subscribe to, download, or stream the Powering Through podcast by visiting poweringthrough.com/podcast or by clicking the big Powering Through podcast icon on bloodstreammedia.com. Episode 2 of the Powering Through podcast will go live in the beginning of March, so make sure to subscribe today. And thank you to NCHS for supporting Powering Through, the Powering Through podcast, and the bleeding disorders community. And lastly, our good old Bloodstream podcast. What's to become of the Bloodstream podcast, Patrick? Well, the good news is nothing. I mean, not nothing. Well, there's no changes. We'll continue to release a new episode of the Bloodstream podcast on the third Monday of every month, just as we have been. Natalie and I will be back in your feed next Monday, February 20th, with episode 9, which, by the way, will feature special guest Jorge de la Riva, current board member and past board chair of the National Hemophilia Foundation, who will share with us a little insight as to what it's like to be a board member at National Hemophilia Foundation, what his experience has been as a community dad and very active community member living in Texas, and also what his experience has been as an immigrant to this country and a member of this community, something that is particularly timely nowadays. We'll talk to Jorge about all of that. Again, that episode will be in your feed, episode 9, on February 20th, 1 week from this Monday. Don't forget to check out Ask the Expert and the Powering Through podcast. You can find them both on bloodstreammedia.com. If you'd like to submit questions for Ask the Expert or would like to submit a story or suggestion for the Bloodstream podcast, email us at mailbag@bloodstreammedia.com. That's all for now. Thanks for listening to this special announcement episode. I am Patrick James Lynch, and until next time, take self-care of yourself.